treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
See, I had to get all the way through that first passage there. Terry Jo Jenkins making me happy with one of my favorite songs ever, 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 ever. You Made Me So Very Happy. Terry Jo Jenkins on the line from her safe and secret home studio. Good morning, Terry Jo. Oh, wait a minute. There you are.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. You safe? You feeling good this morning?
I am. It's just so good to talk to you. Thank you. And thank you for all the wonderful music this morning. I loved hearing Manhattan Transfer earlier this morning.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's like a singer's happy place, isn't it? Manhattan Transfer. You know, we've got a singer on the line, Terry Jo Jenkins, and we can geek out on singing and vocal arrangements, and I'm just going to bend your ear as much as I can because we all think we can sing. I'm telling you, in the shower, we all sound great. But sometimes you have to bring the truth to people. You are not just a singer, but you're also a coach and a music educator. Does it work for you in this day and age with online social instruction and that kind of thing?
You know, it has been a challenge and a learning curve for me to swing over from teaching in person in my studio to online teaching, but I'm doing it and working with what I have, and my students have been really great, just really making themselves available and present to continue learning. So I'm continually working with it and giving it my best here.
Yeah, it's one of those things that some musicians started out early on doing. There are a lot of, I'm following a lot of people on YouTube, and sometimes it's just like demonstration, but online learning can be kind of, you have to be interactive. I know you like to like touch people on their neck and say, hey, did you feel that? And you grab them in their belly and like, did you feel that? It's very physical what you do.
It's physical what you do, and when I'm teaching, I teach beginning piano and guitar and flute, and often I have to say to my student, can I touch your finger? I want to show you exactly what I need you to do with this hand, or so, you know, it is. It's a real physical thing sometimes, and so it's a challenge, and when they're at home and they're trying to see what I'm doing at my piano in my house, and I'm trying to see what they're doing, you change from actually physically showing them to having to explain every step. So it's different.
right. But musicians are nothing if not adaptable and improvisational. So, yeah, we're stretching all the improvisational genes and cells in your body. You are a cheerleader for vocalists. You produce the Vocal Jazz Festival, the Songbird, in the fall. So do you get to like FaceTime with other singers around town, the members of Quartet? How are the singers doing these days?
Well, I've been talking to a lot of singers. We've been kind of having some Zoom online happy hours to talk about what we're doing. And of course, you know, we're all mourning our lost gigs a little bit, but we're going to come out of this okay. We're pretty resilient as being performers to start with, and we just know that there's a horizon there. We're going to be back in those wonderful Colorado jazz venues eventually, and we're just trying to really stay supportive of each other and singing, even if it's in our own showers.
Yeah. Terry Jo Jenkins with us. Her website, terryjomusic.com. That's terrijomusic.com, and she's got a music page on Facebook as well. The Songbird Vocal Festival at the end of the year, are you able to plan ahead for that? So many events are kind of on hold through the summer.
A lot of events are, and our planning has been a little slower.